You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
With crude oil prices coming down, it looks as though we are potentially in line for that petrol price decrease that we've so desperately been waiting for. But something else that we don't often discuss related to the crude oil price, and this is probably because even though this particular product comes from a barrel of crude oil, depending on how it is that that barrel is processed and refined, many of us don't know in South Africa what it even is. I'm referring to something called bitumen. It is something that is critical to our infrastructure and our infrastructure development plans that we have. And in being critical, it is potentially under threat with the amount of importing we need to do there relative to the amount of work that needs to be put in on the ground. I'm joined on the line by the Chief Executive Officer of the South African Bitumen Association, Melanie Kemp-Hofmeyr, to take a look at this and see what we know about this. Melanie, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. For those that haven't had the privilege of encountering this particular commodity, what is bitumen?
Well, Jimmy, we drive on it every day. So if you use any of our surface roads, the black roads, as that some kids will call it, it is the material that holds the asphalt together and helps create the durability of a road surface that we use in South Africa every day. And while many people may not recognize the name bitumen, it is one of the most important materials underpinning our transport infrastructure network.
Melanie, this then sounds like this is something that is critical not just for the roads that we drive on, but also for the construction sector. How much bitumen goes into the South African economy at the moment, and where do we get it from?
Well, I think it depends on what the work numbers is that is running out. But at the moment, 100% of our bitumen is imported. And Sabita, as the organization that actually underpins the industry, has actually initially, when importing started, indicated that this may be a risk. But to date, it has been adapted. And the supply chain of this importation has been invested in by the industry, and 100% of bitumen that we use in our construction industry is currently imported. Many of our construction companies also have the availability of their own stock that they keep to ensure that there is sufficient stock of bitumen available.
Now, Melanie, I'm just thinking about some of the other use cases that we use this particular commodity for. I mean, we touched on construction, we touched on the road side of it, but if I think about it, if we're talking roads and anything that a moving form of transport moves on, that would include airfields and airports. It might also include where we put asphalt, such as on roofing and all of that in domestic cases. Clearly, this is something that we can ill afford to have a supply chain disruption from. How has the market been faring with all of the tensions in the Middle East in terms of how we've been managing our supply locally?
Well, Jimmy, when we think about supply, I think one the important aspect is to, if we look at construction and roads and airports and parking lots, so anything where you see the black surface, is to know that the market has adapted. It's ensured that there's logistical processes that ensures there's enough bitumen available. And we don't actually get all our supply from the Middle East. If it's necessary, we get it from Europe or we get it from somewhere else. So we have adapted quite well to ensure that there is enough bitumen available. In contrast, even though there is many that is worried about it, from our side as the South African Bitumen Association, we are not ultimately worried about that there is a limited amount of bitumen available. We feel that there is sufficient supply, the supply chain processes is in place, and our members and other members have sufficient to be able to provide the products which is produced from bitumen to the construction sector.
Melanie, you mentioned that we import about 100% of our bitumen at this stage. I remember a time back in 2015, all through to just before the pandemic, where we had a significant amount of locally produced bitumen. If we are to look at the government's plans of 1 trillion rand to be invested in infrastructure expenditure over the next 3 years, clearly the need for a commodity like bitumen becomes ever so important at this stage. Is it worthwhile from a country perspective and from an economy perspective to potentially explore or re-explore locally produced bitumen? And if so, how do we do that?
Yeah, Jimmy, I think it is a supply and demand aspect, but there's a lot of aspects that we maybe not think about when we're thinking producing bitumen. And yes, nobody says that if there is someone that is willing to reintroduce that you cannot consider producing bitumen in South Africa. The question is that the investment to re-establish it locally, is there value in that? If you consider the value of investment that the private sector has put into the importation business in terms of ensuring that there is sufficient supply from external purposes. So that is ultimately a business decision that will have to come. The questions and the differences from the past is that the environmental legislation has changed dramatically. And so for that purposes, there's a lot of extra aspects that will have to be taken into account should there be reintroducing or relooking at producing it locally. Ultimately, the question is not if you are producing it locally or if we are importing it. Ultimately, the question for the road user and for clients that use the product is the quality correct? And in Sabita's role, that is where a lot of work has gone into recently to ensure that there's quality measures, that the quality of the bitumen from wherever it is sourced, if it's local or if it is international, that quality is good. As example, we even promote that when they do import it, that they look at the same crude oil sources to ensure that there is a distinguishment between the quality of the bitumen that is ultimately received. And I think that is important for our road users and our people out there, that ultimately we use products that meet requirement, so that we're not preparing a bottle today so that it is there again tomorrow. And I think a lot of investment and time has been to ensure the technical ability is known of what needs to be in the supply of the bitumen.
The one commodity South Africans perhaps don't realize just how much they need it, given that it is the one commodity that holds our potholes together and prevents them from occurring if it is sourced of a high quality. And that is why the South African Bitumen Association exists, its members exist, and why it is so critical to our infrastructure initiatives as a country. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Chief Executive Officer at Sabita, Melanie Kemp-Hofmeyer, joining us to take a look at the role of bitumen in the South African economy.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.